Redditt and Lyle's exclusive podcast.
So, embarrassing moment for a bloke on a plane the other day. It made me laugh. He was he got on the plane. He went to listen to some music. There was a middle seat, nothing in between, and then a woman sitting by the window. Yeah. Didn't really look at her, just sat down. Went to listen to some music on his iPad, and it sort of sounded a bit distant. And he wanted to listen to some Celine Dion. And
Celine Dion?
Turning the volume right up. She's been in the news because she's got stiff person syndrome, so I guess he was just like...
I get that every now and then.
Less and less these days. anyway, so he's turning it up and he realised what had happened was his headphones weren't properly connected, so it was playing straight out of the thing.
Yeah.
So he's got Celine Dion. This was playing quite loud. And then he realised he went,
sort
oh, sorry.
What bloke is this?
Well, he's obviously of a certain ilk.
Right.
You're not listening to Celine Dion on a plane, are you?
Well, I don't think Triple M listeners are.
Well, there's what do you mean? There's plenty of different kinds of people who listen to Triple M. Anyway, that's not the point.
No.
Doesn't matter what he likes listening to. The point is he then gets up because he's told he's sitting in the wrong seat, moves, and as he's walking away, he realises the woman who was sitting at the window is Kate Bloody Winslet
from Winslet
from Titanic. And that is the theme tune to Titanic. Yeah. And she's plagued by this song. Everywhere she goes, every interview, they play that as she's walking in.
Yep.
So she's thinking, I'm just getting on a plane, just going to live my
life. Leave me alone.
And some guy comes over, holds his iPad out, and just starts playing Celine Dion very loudly at her.
Jeez.
Embarrassing. So he's going, I'm sorry, Kate Winslet. I didn't mean to. I genuinely just like Celine. But have you ever sat next to anyone on a plane? Big famous person?
No, how about you, Roo?
I sat next to Arnold Schwarzenegger one day.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Oh!
No, I can't. I feel like I have, but I can't dig it out of my head.
Yeah, but see, you're on the receiving end. People get off and say, I sat next to Mark Ricciuto.
Yeah.
See, that's the difference.
No, that's true. It's very true.
You sat next to Princess Diana.
Yeah, going back a while. Yep.
That doesn't get any bigger than that.
Has that gone through the court yet? No, only joke.
Oh, come on.
What about you, Loz?
Nah, nothing. Just a weird guy named Gary once. When I was, this is a crook story. I'd asked to be moved because there's some weird bloke named Gary on the plane. I was 17 and I was flying home without my parents. First time I'd ever flown by myself. And I just said, hello. And this guy turned around. And you know when you just look at someone and you're like, oh, here we go. Just an absolute freak. And he was like, g'day, darling. And I went, I'll be back in a second. And I just got straight up and I was
a he might have been a nice fella.
Gary would have been a nice bloke.
No.
Had a few issues, Gary, did he?
You look nice today, lovely. What's your name?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm 17. I got to go.
Could have been your husband, Loz.
Yeah.
Children, I have some exciting news.
You are fake news.
Hello, Adelaide.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
Bad news for one of our major networks. Former finance editor who left Channel 10 probably 12 months ago says the network is on the brink of collapse.
Mm.
Something we've mentioned a couple of times is that with the advent of Netflix and Fox and all of these other cable TV networks or
streaming services.
Streaming services that free-to-air TV has taken a massive hit in recent times. But, Roo, you know, they were bought by a US company or backed by a company called Paramount.
Yep.
In the last 2 years, their shares have dipped from $97 to under $15.
Yeah, it's not a trajectory that you want.
So I reckon they are in big, big trouble. Mm. That would be sad.
They've been floating a bit close to the edge for a number of years now, haven't they?
Yeah, they have.
Didn't they raise money years ago as well?
Mm.
When you made that big statement, TV stuff forever, you were right. So, watch this space.
They were huge when I was a kid. It was Channel 10 for all my generation.
Was it?
Absolutely. You had The Simpsons, you had Neighbours, you had Everybody Loves Raymond, you had Seinfeld, you had the whole thing. George Danekian with the nightly news.
Right.
Bold and the Beautiful before that.
Oh, yeah.
You'd get home, you'd pour yourself a bowl of rice bubbles and you'd settle in.
Right,
Sandra Sully. Yeah, Sandra Sully was on that. Rove. The OC. Oh,
gee.
Goodness me.
All downhill since then, Loz.
Yep.
All downhill since then. The racism scandal investigation at in the AFL has come to a close for now. Here's Gil McLachlan talking about what could still happen with the Hawks.
Well, that'll be a decision for the general counsel and or the commission. But obviously there's a broad range of rules, whether it be conduct unbecoming or bringing the game into disrepute or whatever it is. I'm not preempting it, but I'm certainly not ruling that out.
So Alastair Clarkson and Chris Fagan are in the clear.
At the moment, yep. They are from the families.
But Hawthorn aren't.
They could get further sanctions from the AFL, but the investigation has cleared the coaches and the players.
The individuals.
Indigenous players have said that's okay to let them go. Mm. So it's an interesting one. Yeah. Very, very interesting. This, yeah. The leak of the information there didn't help anything. But anyway, that's going to continue to go. They reckon it's going to go to the Human Rights Commission. Whatever that is.
All right, so this could drag on for a long time.
Yes, exactly.
Yep.
Sitting down to we have been talking about this for bloody a month or 2 months.
And well, I remember last week we did some numbers. I think it was like 60-odd% of German men sit down to wee. There were 30% of UK men, 30% of Australian men all sit down to wee.
Yeah, well, a urologist has said that it is better if you sit down to do it.
Pardon?
Yes, that's what a urologist has said.
So why does everyone stand up?
Because it's convenient and you can do it quicker and,
I see.
You know, toilets at less, events are designed that way. Yeah,
less drips all over the floor.
Can I ask, this might be too graphic.
That's why you get the drips, they're saying, I think.
Because
you don't, you're not, your core's not right and you're not, it's not the best way to get everything out.
Yeah.
They say if you sit down, you will get a,
if you
empty a bladder.
If you sit down. Sorry, I'm just
this is listening. Technical.
Yeah. If you sit down, do you have to push your package down into the bowl so that it doesn't, you don't
if it was
pee
a bit,
out?
Depends how big it is.
If it was big and straight, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, but if it's just a normal.
It'll flop down.
Right. It just does it
gravity
on its own.
Gravity does its work.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
But I reckon you empty better.
Yep.
Because when you're standing up and doing it, it's still left. There's a bit of residual still in there.
I'm going to consider doing that at night now. If you have that last one of the night, if you get an emptier bladder, that would make more sense.
Yeah.
Yep. I prefer sitting down to pee.
Good questions, Loz.
And just quickly, a man in Canada has broken into a bakery, which, you know, that's a sad story, but it was weird. Mm. He went in there, he broke in the window, and then he took a few selfies with their phone, the company phone.
Oh, God.
Odd. And then he took like 3 cupcakes, a bottle of champagne, and then he started to clean.
Champagne in the bakery.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why they had that. Maybe it was just
your
a personal
kind of bakery.
Stash.
Maybe they went best past either week before.
That's right. And they needed to celebrate. And then he cleaned the whole bakery.
He cleaned up. Right.
So a robber who cleans up after himself.
Yeah,
I mean,
good break into my good robber. Anytime, yeah.
I don't mind it.
Rude, it's and Loz here on Triple M, 6:20 it is. Hey, I just want to say a very good morning to Claire McDonald.
Good morning, Claire.
Now, I was down at the Port Footy Club yesterday for what they call the Swoopers, a big lunch they have.
What's the Swoopers, dude?
Swoopers, they raise money for junior footy in the area. So, Young Magpies.
Oh, that's a good, great name for Young Magpies.
Been going for years, actually, the Swoopers.
The Swoopers, that's awesome.
Anyway, lady came up to me. And I thought I was about to get told off. I thought, Claire is her name, Claire McDonald. She's 93, listens every morning.
You're joking.
Now, that's fantastic. We've got listeners, but I didn't realise we'd have 93-year-olds. And I said to her, how do you go when we play Akka Dakka? Or she goes, no problem. Don't mind the music and whatever.
Keeps her away.
But she likes it when we're a bit naughty. She says, you talk about farting a lot.
Accidentally dirty.
All that stuff.
Claire,
yeah.
You like the naughty stuff.
Yeah, she likes the naughty stuff.
I reckon
stuff.
They get a bit naughty when they get older.
Yeah. Oh, they say like that nursing homes are very frisky places.
Nah, she lives at home. She's at home with her son.
Absolutely. I'm sure she does, yeah. I was just saying that.
So good on you, Claire. Does happen.
Claire, we love you. Thank you for listening in.
Yeah.
We'll try and keep it extra dirty for you today.
Yeah. Ring in, Claire. Ring in, Claire, if you're listening, if you're up early. 1-333-53.
That was amazing, Claire.
Yeah, that's good tits. I've had a few rants lately and about people crossing the road and pushing buttons and parents riding with kids in their bikes and just doing things that just don't seem right to me. But also on the flip side, I've seen a few things out and about that make you smile that I actually enjoy.
Oh,
yeah.
A bit of positivity.
Simple things.
Can be little simple things. It was on Mother's Day. I was just coming back from kids' sport, and I love seeing little kids do stalls on the side of the road selling stuff. Didn't make me stop and spend any money, but I drove fast and thought, good on you, kids. They were selling flowers on the side of the road. My kids did one not long ago and raised some money and did it out the front. And I generally like to stop when the kids are doing that. So that's one thing I like seeing. Second one is a little weird, but I love the introduction in petrol stations to a button that you can get high-flow diesel.
High-flow diesel.
So going to a fill up with petrol is one of the biggest time wasters in our lives. It's time that we never get back. You can't be on your phone. So you got to sit there and just stand there and go, you know, look at the bloody number flicking over. And it takes forever. Push the button, high-flow diesel, a little truck comes up, you beauty. Well done. Whoever came up with that idea.
Wow. You are easily.
Well, it's a, you know, just a little bonus.
All right.
I've got heaps. Do you want to go first, Dits?
Just give us a couple. Come on. Don't shoot all your load.
Double yolk in an egg happened to me recently.
Double yolk.
And I had the best day because of the double yolk.
Is that right?
I just couldn't stop thinking
about
it.
Did you have chooks as a kid?
We never had actual, no, we didn't. But we got eggs from our neighbour, Sammy Allnut. And they
a lot of double yolkers as a kid.
So good. The window clean, the little window cleaning, glass cleaning thing. In the shower?
Yeah.
I don't mind those at all. Spray them with a bit of Windex. Oh, that's you're in the really shower. Satisfying.
What?
It could be in or out the shower.
That makes you
makes me very happy. I love it. It's very satisfying. Samples at the supermarket when you're walking around and, oh, would you like to try our new Yoplait, blah, blah, blah? Yes, I would, Cindy. I really would.
So you do a few laps?
Yep. When your favourite movie comes on free-to-air TV, the first time you click it on, whatever, and it's bloody Bird on a Wire with Mel Gibson.
Right. You're like flicking around this. And finding one.
Okay. And this one, I was in a supermarket the other day and there was a little baby sitting in the little booster seat in the trolley and the little sibling was just tickling the baby's feet and I heard this. Baby laughing.
Oh, yeah.
If I hear that, I'm in a good mood for hours.
Beautiful. Hard to beat little babies.
For me, just quickly, you know, when you do this job, my alarm goes at 4 o'clock every morning. And so therefore your body's attuned to that. You've got a body clock. And on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, I automatically wake up at four and think, oh, goody. And then I split sleep. I go, oh, it's Saturday.
It's Saturday. Footy's on. The races are on.
You just
and
love
you
it.
Pull the warm
go
dinner back
to sleep.
On.
Life's good.
It's the best.
Roll over and have a cuddle, you bloody beauty. Yeah, we're talking about the simple pleasures in life.
Simple things.
Just little things. Loz, what was one of yours? Your best one?
I've got a few. Oh, the best one, probably the babe, the sound of a baby
laughing.
Oh,
yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
You can't beat that. Oh, I love pushing a button at the petrol station so the petrol comes out quicker.
I float.
It gets me excited and Dits loves sleeping in on a Saturday. You beauty. Let's go to Nan. Tim, what do you love?
Hey, morning, guys. More so a winter pleasure, clothes out of the dryer, putting them on while they're nice and toasty warm.
Yes.
Fresh out of the smell, too.
What about when you get into the bed and the electric blanket's on? Oh, it's hard to beat. Let's go to Flagstaff Hill. G'day, Therese.
I really love the smell of fresh mown grass.
Yeah.
Especially near spring. You know the daylight saving's coming.
Yep.
And just, oh. Yep. It just makes you feel so good.
Therese, I reckon I'm going to mow my lawn on Saturday if I get time. I just had a look at it yesterday and it just gets you excited, doesn't it, when you think you can just give it a little clip.
Well,
absolutely true.
Yep.
Good on you, Therese.
You know, I love the smell of too, a newborn, freshly born baby's head. Have you ever...
Head.
Oh, the smell of their head.
Does the head smell different to their
There's something
belly?
About it. Yeah, there's this real... It's like the fountain of youth. It's beautiful.
Beautiful. Plenty of people on the text line on 0488 51047 have just said that after you finish work and that first mouthful of beer that you have, how good is that?
Yes.
Tim Crawford loves getting messages from his three teenage boys. He gets excited by that. It's pretty cool.
That's so sweet.
And Tom has said when he gets to go to the toilet for 15, 20 minutes and you can just sit there and get away from his kids. now we've got plenty more here.
Sitting in the bricks driveway, work,
the brickworks makes me smile. It's because I know I've only got one more set of traffic lights till we get to my shack at Wallaroo.
How good.
We're standing in front of the stove with a fresh pot of ragu or bolognese sauce on there and dipping chunks of fresh crusty bread into it, Nina. I love doing that.
I've got another one.
You got one, Dits?
Snag on bread at Bunnings.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go, Dits. There you go.
You just have a great day if you have one of them.
And Karen, Sunday morning at Bunnings.
And beautiful Karen. This will bring a tear to your eye, guys. It's just pure bliss. When you snap off a clean number two.
Oh, Karen
from Clearview.
Come on.
Bloody hell, Karen. We're talking about eating sausages and different brand of ragu.
Ben at Old Ranella. What's yours, Ben?
When your alarm goes off on a Thursday and you're the first in the queue for the Saturday booking at the golf course, mate.
Oh, yeah, because you've got to get in quick.
Oh, yeah, good one. Nice.
You've got to get in real fast.
Let's go to Birdwood. G'day, John. What's a simple pleasure in your life?
5 o'clock Friday night, Gummaracka Hotel, the smell of the first Cooper's Stout.
Tom at Fairview Park, what's your simple pleasure?
When I get home from work every day and my new 1 year old, I get out the car door and she lets out a big daddy.
That is beautiful.
So cute.
That makes you forget a lot of things that are going on in life, doesn't it?
So sweet.
I've got another one here from Kelly. Kelly from Hillcrest. Morning, when you drop your kids off for the first day back at school after school holidays.
Yeah.
Push them out the door. Piss off. Stop
lounging.
Go and learn some.
It's Wednesday morning, Rude, it's and Loz. Tommy Jonas from Port Adelaide will come in. And also, being a Wednesday, Joe's Jokes, not far away.
Yeah, looking forward to that. The rumour mill as well. It's the last day of the month. That means it's a last chance to win $1,000. If you're sitting on a big rumour, get it off your chest today in about half an hour's time. We just took some calls and text messages about the simple pleasures in life.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Sunday morning, coffee and newspaper in bed. That's
nice.
Pretty good.
How
the smell of flicking through a new magazine.
A library book?
Yeah,
an
you
old
like
library.
That?
Oh, I love that smell.
I love to see an old couple walking down the road holding hands.
I'm going to cry.
That's from Wayne. Good on you, Wayne. I like this one, when you hook a fish. Oh, that is a great feeling when you just go, yes, I've got him.
Do you mean like when you prank people?
Yeah.
Like when you prank
people. Wow, that as well is good.
Yeah. When you'd get a prank across the line, you'd feel pretty good.
You'd feel pretty good about yourself. My guilty pleasure is having a very nice soup or stew on a cold night.
Mm.
And I agree with this one, the simple things in life. When the Crows beat the Power in a showdown and you wake up the next day thinking, the Crows have won.
Yes.
How is that? I reckon we'll knock you off later in the year.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, two zip.
All right. Mm-mm.
And again.
Good luck.
Foodland, the mighty South Aussies. Uh-huh. Download the app today on Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast.
Oh, that's a terrific pass by Jonas.
Please welcome Port Adelaide captain Tom Jonas.
Oh, welcome, Tommy. Someone called you a FIFO footballer this week. You're in 1 week, out 1 week, in 1 week. Back out here. It's been
two
like
in,
that.
Two in, one out. It's almost the perfect amount of footy.
It is.
It's been unbelievable.
But, you know, speaking of little things that make you smile, just opening the paper and seeing your name in the goal kicker's column.
That's right. Hasn't happened too. How many goals have you kicked in your career?
Two now. I'm going to live off that second one for a long time.
You almost want it to be like an obscenely high number, like Plugger, or like two, because then you stand
obscenely
out.
Obscenely low.
Yeah. Well.
Wasn't there always a thing amongst defenders? It becomes very, very competitive who kicks the most goals in a year.
Yeah, well, we still owe Hompshi a Gaucho's dinner for one he kicked in a showdown.
Jack Hompshi.
He got 2 50-metre penalties when we were down by 10 goals.
Yeah.
So he was the first one between me, Tommy Cleary, and him to kick one. And Clive still hasn't had a possession inside 50.
Wow.
Never had
not even inside 50.
No. No. So you do keep keep these stats.
Absolutely.
When you smash Hawthorn this weekend, you might better send someone forward, tick that box. Hey, Jeremy Finlayson's wife, Kelly, what a story. I thought at the start of the year, Jeremy Finlayson's going to have an average year with all the distraction of trying to get his wife healthy. Massive turnaround. What's happened within the club with all of that? How's it all been handled the whole way through and what's it doing for the club at the moment?
Yeah, I think we just are really sensitive to what Jeremy and Kel need and want. And I mean, that's been a lot of support and also helping them to tell their story. Kelly's obviously got a great platform and on the back of how well she's responded to the chemo, she's been out there trying to help others as well. And I think Jez, firstly, he's been a great partner and father to Soph. But I mean, he uses footy as his outlet. We've obviously been there for him, but you can see, you know, the freedom he is playing with. He comes out there, just enjoys being with his mates for a few hours.
I reckon he'll kick a bag this week, and I hope he does. And no one that young should have to go through stuff like that. So, look, in a selfish way, it'll galvanise a footy side too, something like that.
Yeah, I think, you know, clubs take bits out of this sort of stuff. Obviously, it's not about us, but yeah, these are the things that there's always a story along the way, and this is part of it.
Yeah, indeed. Selection this week, Todd Marshall, Charlie Dixon, yourself, maybe Travis Boak.
Got the fingers crossed. It's a good problem to have, the fact that we've been able to have a variety of people go through the roles and still get the job done. So, yeah, whether ever all of those get up or not, we'll have to wait and see. But, yeah, it's, I mean, you know, when you win eight on the trot, there's going to be some pressure for spots.
Who do you have to knock out at training to get a game?
Oh, I think, you know, just throw a blanket over a couple, I reckon. It's hard to just get one target, as you know, Roo. If you aim for a couple, you come off right.
What about? Here we go, Loz.
I was going to say that skater, Tonya Harding, with the knees in the blocking room. Right. I know a guy with a pole you can contact.
I bet you do. I've seen where you've been hanging out lately, Loz.
That's right.
The tackling is an issue at the moment. We've seen 20 players thrown to the tribunal. Last night, a couple of them got off, including Rory Laird. But what's the discussion in club land about tackling players to the ground? I'm confused myself with going to a tribunal. They say if your arm's pinned and you take them to the ground, that's going to increase your chances of getting suspended. Yet if you don't pin their arm,
they can kick it.
It doesn't matter. Or they can kick it or handball it. Yeah. So it actually doesn't make sense.
There seemed to be some positive outcomes last night. Yeah, like I a little bit more common sense.
Turned a bit, didn't it?
And whether that becomes a trend or not, we won't really know. But, yeah, I mean, I think at the moment you almost just got to pay the price if they might get a disposal away. Obviously, it becomes a bit more magnified if it's in your forward 50 or back 50 and, you know, it could cost you a goal, but that's the reality of it.
All right, saw something down at the club yesterday. I'm going to ask Tommy Jonas about next, all right?
More theft.
Port Adelaide skipper. I was down there yesterday. I was just spying, saw something. I'll ask you about it next.
Didn't say good day, though, did he?
I was busy. I was up on stage. I was emceeing. I never stopped working.
On Triple M's Ruined Dits for Breakfast.
Oh, that's a terrific pass by Jonas.
Please welcome Port Adelaide captain, Tom Jonas.
Now, Tommy, I just made a comment in the break there about a journo. Has a journo ever apologised to you? Now, if you're not familiar with the story, Caroline Wilson, who's very, very famous or infamous, has apologised to Carlton's Patrick Cripps for getting a story wrong. Actually rang him personally, I think, yesterday.
We got the audience.
And, sometimes you've got to put your hand up, and tonight I'm arrowing myself. Sam, you were right and I was wrong.
You know it's big news if you know it doesn't happen very often if it's big news.
Yeah.
That was to do with the Hawthorne. She smashed Hawthorne after round two, said they cut too hard and tanking and all this sort of stuff, and obviously now they've been playing pretty well. So, and then she also stuffed up with Patrick Cripps on the weekend, saying him and Sam Doherty went and stayed at a different hotel, a five-star hotel, before the game, which is ridiculous. There wouldn't be a player in the history of the game that's done that. Yes, they can go and do it the night after when you have a weekend away, but at least she put her hand up, which it rarely, rarely happens.
Yeah, it's actually, it's really refreshing to see. So good on you, Caro. And I think it's almost the same when the umpires apologise. We don't get a heap of them, but when we do get them, we really do enjoy it. Because
what do you mean, after a game or during the game?
Well, ideally during.
Do they?
They don't do it during.
Do they really?
Nah, but that's not. But even when they come out on a Monday and say, yeah, we might have got that one wrong, boys. Yeah, that's good. It just gives you that peace of mind. I can't recall having too many from journos in my time. Maybe you get a favourable article down the track, but yeah.
There you go.
Take
now,
a few more.
I was down at the football club yesterday. We had a swoopers lunch, which is a regular lunch every second month, I think it is, for the young footballers in the area. They raise money. Now, saw all of you blokes hard at work. You're in a room next to us, all with your pads and pens out. What do footballers do when you're not on the track? What on earth was going on in there?
Yeah, well, there's a few blokes that just use that for, you know,
noughts and crosses.
Something to put their have in their hands. And there's a few blokes that probably just play noughts and crosses and just dawdle a bit. Yeah. But the rest of us try and write down some meeting notes in there. And Kenny's pretty hot on it. He's renowned for picking up, you know, a stray book and then holding everyone to court and working out whose it is and then dishing out a punishment. Even if the other day he was trying to pin the boys and it turns out it was Josh Carr's book. And then, oh, no, it's all right, boys. Don't worry about it. It's all good. It's all good.
So what meeting was, are you allowed to say, what meeting would that have been yesterday?
Yeah, so we had a training session afterwards. So it was just our game review and then our a little bit of education about what happened on game the game day against Richmond and then just prep for training.
Hmm.
Now, I don't want to get you in trouble because I'm not sure whether you, yeah.
Oh, God.
I bumped into you at the Brickworks.
You should have run this one past me.
Big W. And you were buying something which can only be used for one thing. Really? Well, two things. Ping pong balls.
Oh, playing ping pong.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with the table tennis competition?
Well, it was just it was the amount of ping pongs that you had seemed like it might have been for something like a beer pong tournament.
Oh, as you well know, Loz, you can only buy them in those big buckets, which is a bit like the cheesels and the toilet paper I saw you carrying. You obviously go there for the bulk items.
They did have a Friday night game a couple of weeks ago.
I just was curious, did you get up to anything on the weekend after that Friday night game? Did you know, do you have any team bonding experiences?
Yeah, well, we sort of circle opportunities in the calendar where you get a 9 or 8 day break and try and get together and, have a few beers together, and that was one of them. So we played Melbourne on the Friday night, and we didn't play the follow Sunday. So, we just had a little team bonding exercise, which was a good bit of fun. And I don't think
table tennis, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of table tennis. The boys get very competitive about their table tennis.
Yeah.
And I think, well, it's another month till the bye, and we'll probably that's the next opportunity. So they're few and far between in the middle of the season.
So more ping pong balls coming up.
Yeah, there's not enough at that Big W anymore, I tell you what.
Will Charlie play Saturday or not?
Yeah, he looked pretty good yesterday. Yeah, but I don't think we'll risk him. It's obviously a long year and, you know, he's...
Two big games coming up.
Yeah, he's past 30 as well, like myself. So we're conscious of making sure he's available for
the year. Get him right for the Bulldogs.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, good on you, Tommy. And you're playing, aren't you? You're back in.
Yeah, I would hope so. Yeah,
did you hear what Chad said yesterday?
Yeah, I did, and that's fair. The boys are playing some good footy and getting the job done. So, like Loz said, I'll be coming for that medal pole, the Sava.
Straight in for
Tommy. Hey,
well
done on Dead Set Legends too. You filled in on the weekend.
Yeah, you tuned in.
Great.
You did.
I did. I didn't miss a beat.
No, thanks, mate. Love very worried, the support. Yeah.
A lot more polished than Rockcliffe, I can tell you that.
Not hard.
Good on you, mate. Tommy Jonas, Port Adelaide captain here on Triple M.
AutoCam, real-time video reporting, direct from your AutoMasters technician.
Rumour has it.
Hey, have you heard?
Have you heard?
Have you heard?
Your Rubophile's been on the money a few times.
Premier says.
Every morning at 7:40 a.m, hear what's happening in Adelaide first. The Rumour Mill.
All right, $1,000. We will announce the winner for May tomorrow. Chris at Hallard Cove's got a rumour on the line. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Okay, what have you got for us?
An out of favour and uncontracted at the end of the year AFL player will be playing Div 1 Amateur League next season.
What list is he on at the moment?
you don't want to say.
Come on.
Port Adelaide.
All right, so we might be talking Sam Hayes, I'm guessing.
No.
Not Sam Hayes.
The club he's going to, there's a former player already playing there, put it that way.
Ooh. Well, get it off your chest if you want to win $1,000.
He's going to be playing in the same district.
In the same
district.
All right. So we'd say... Could
and he
be
plays
district.
For Port Adelaide.
Port District. Port District.
Okay. Who are the ruckman on
your
list?
They're in Division 1. Well, I can only think
Bryn
Sam.
Teakle.
Teakle?
No.
A bit older.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, I see. Can't be playing Div 1. He wouldn't be announcing that yet, surely.
Mm. Well, he's not.
He's a chance to play AFL next year.
Yeah, you'd think so. But he has been dropped for the last few weeks when he said out of favour.
Oh.
He played well on the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, well, it's a rumour.
It is a rumour.
That's the whole point of the rumour.
Thanks, Chris from Hallett Cove. While we're on Port Adelaide here, and we dropped this a little while ago, but an anonymous texter from Shido Park.
Right.
So he's happy to tell us where he's from, but not his name.
Okay.
It's a big suburb.
I have heard from a very, very reliable source that David Koch will be stepping down from presidency and Cos Cardone will be the president next year, which is what we said a while ago. But
we dropped that different probably angle. A month ago. Yeah.
From Port, I thought you meant from the Sunrise. Cos Cardone just Cos Cardone's going to replace him on Sunrise.
No.
Stay out of sport, Loz.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I thought it was safe because it was the rumour mill segment.
It's all good.
All right, just quickly, talked about a TV show, big reality show on Channel 9 called The Summit. Hasn't got long to go. It's aired three times.
Well, they've nearly reached the top.
They've peaked. My God.
Stop.
They haven't got past base camp.
So what, it's just no ratings?
No
or?
Ratings, yep. Bad
Who's
ratings.
Who's on the summer? No. Oh, what is it?
I don't even know. But, you don't know? It's not going to...
You just know it's getting chopped.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
It's not going
what
well.
What channel is it on?
Nine. Very bad numbers.
Geez, free-to-air struggling, isn't it?
Mm.
That's sad.
All right, so there you go.
That's
our rumour segment for
today. So we will do our $1,000 tomorrow, producer Jared.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's not listening. We'll do that tomorrow. That's all right.
Stay tuned.
Triple M. You call this archaeology?
I always wanted to be an archaeologist when I was growing up, so that's going amazing. Over there and dusting off. Oh, don't laugh at that.
Quite seriously, though.
Don't you dare laugh at that.
Well, I was an archaeologist.
Shut up, you head. I would have been a great archaeologist.
Put on your khaki pants and get out your rock hammers.
Archaeologists have dug up a 5,000-year-old pub in Iraq.
It's time for Archaeology News with Loz.
Now, this is less archaeology and more paleontology, which is the dinosaurs.
This is confusing.
Come on.
So
don't try
it is
and sound
still
smart, Loz.
Because
no one will understand it on Triple M.
So paleontology is digging up dinosaurs, which is pretty fascinating in my opinion. And Australia has actually got a lot of dinosaur bones under the surface.
Have
and,
we?
Yeah, we do. Particularly in Dinosaur Cove, would you believe, in Victoria.
Dinosaur Cove.
The name of the cove is Dinosaur Cove. I'm guessing it's because they've found a few dinosaur bones.
Whereabouts
there.
Is it?
It's in Victoria. I don't know. Somewhere in Victoria. Yeah, on the edge bit somewhere.
Down the coast.
Now, these bones were dug up a while ago, but they've just verified them. And what they've realised is they're 105 million-year-old bones from a creature called a pterosaur. What did you say they looked like?
They look like an angry pelican.
Huge, massive 2-metre wingspan. Big, sort of related to the pterodactyl. They're from the Triassic period.
That period?
So you know how you got the Jurassic period with Jurassic Park, you know. In Jurassic Park, they were all from the Jurassic period.
Yeah.
And then Triassic was a few million years before that. So a little bit different. Mm. But yeah, incredible. And they're in really good nick. There's a baby one and a mum one. Mm. And yeah, so
that's
they're...
a bit sad.
Yeah, well, they had a good life, probably. Did they? Rue. I'm going to say, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, the big man-eating pelicans.
Yeah,
they had a good time. But this is
I'm actually happy.
How vivid is your imagination with all of this?
Well, one thing I really
is
find
this all true.
It is true.
Right.
It is absolutely true. The one thing I find so fascinating about dinosaurs is we've got their bones. We can sort of make their structures. We'll never know what their skin looked like. We don't know whether they were green or blue or pink or had
mummified
feathers.
Ones?
No, there's no mummified ones. They could have had feathers. They could have had hair. They could have been.
So it's
we'll
all been
just
guesswork,
never
all those pictures we see.
Yeah, so we put scales on them because we assume that they're related to crocodiles and things like that. But pelicans had feathers, so they could have had feathers, you know.
Yeah.
So anyway, fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Educational show.
I'm not sure we should put that in prime time, but anyway, it should work, Loz.
Jurassic Park sold a lot of movie tickets, all right?
I'm
people
with you.
Are interested in dinosaurs.
I'm interested.
Okay.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
When do I get paid?
It's time for Joe's... Joe's grounded, or something, so off the bench.
How old are you?
11.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
It's Rosie Rusciuto.
Hello, Rosie.
Hello.
Morning, Rose.
Oh, who we got there?
Who else we got there?
It's Tommy.
Oh,
Tom's there as well.
Yeah.
Hello, Tom.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
You brushed your teeth?
Yep.
You had breakfast?
Yep.
Put jocks on?
Yep.
Yeah. What'd you have for breakfast?
Cornflakes.
Nice.
Cornflakes.
Now, Rosie, did you go down into the Crows rooms after the game on the weekend?
Yes.
And you had a photo with your favourite player, I was told. Who's that?
Jake Soligo.
Oh, did he talk to you?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said hi.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's a classic.
He said, why is your face going red, Rosie? You went a bit red, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Why do you like him? Is it what? Is he just a very good player?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. What about what happened in Canberra? What was your favourite part of the trip last week?
I went to this place called Questacon.
Yeah.
And it was really fun because it's like all science.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Is science your best subject?
No.
Neither.
What's your best subject?
PE.
PE. Yeah, of course.
Good on you.
All right. Now, have you got a joke for us?
Yes, but okay. Tom insisted he do the first one.
Okay. Okay.
Why you going, Tom? Tom, tell us your gag, Tom.
This is for Lod because I know she likes dinosaurs.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you call a dinosaur's fart?
What do you call a dinosaur's fart? What do you call it?
A blow from the past.
A blast from the past. good boy, Tommy. Well done, mate.
Well done, That's Tommy. I love good. It so much.
Right, I watch you, Rosie.
18 months ago, my doctor told me I was going deaf.
Oh.
I haven't heard from him since.
Good one, Rosie.
Well done, kids. Good on you,
well
Rosie
done, Tommy,
and Tom.
Well done, Rosie.
Have a good day at school, kids.
Thank you.
See ya.
All right, let's head to St. Francis. G'day. Hi, Isaac.
G'day.
How are you? How old are you, Isaac?
7.
Oh, same as Tom just rang in.
What school are you at, Isaac?
I'm St. Francis.
Where's that?
I'm Lockley.
Oh, down at Lockley. Yeah, that's a good school.
Do you know Ditz lives in Lockley's, Isaac?
Down there, I'm near
there.
Yeah.
You probably see him running and doing push-ups
heaps
and chin-ups and, doing heaps of
that's
exercise
right.
around
what,
the place.
What's your favourite part about school? What subject do you like?
PE.
Yes.
PE.
Silly question.
We get a lot of PE listeners.
All right, Isaac, what's your joke today?
What sound do echidnas make when they kiss?
Oh, what sound?
Ouch!
Oh, that is very good. That's up there with the magpie joke. No, the crow joke, was it?
Yeah.
Crow.
Well done, Isaac. Right. Alana at Edwardstown. Hello, Alana.
Hi.
How old are you?
8.
Okay, and what school do you go to?
Edwardstown.
No. Edwardstown Primary? At Edwardstown.
Yeah.
Righto. There you go. Yeah. What do you like doing at school, Alana?
I like PE.
As well?
Yeah.
Everyone likes PE.
What kind of PE do you like? Running or what's your favourite part?
I like running.
Running.
That's
on you,
a good
what's
answer.
What's your teacher's name, Alana?
Mr. Leek.
Okay. Well,
she's very strict, isn't she?
Is it a Mr. or Mrs.?
Mister.
He's very strict.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he is. Yeah.
She's not even allowed to talk about it. That's how strict he is.
Alana, what's your joke today?
What did one hat say to the other?
Oh, I don't know.
You stay here, I'm going on ahead.
Very good,
Alana.
What about
one, Ruth? Well, that one family passes to AFL Max. You can book in there for a party. You can go there to learn. You can train. You can play. It's all indoors. Book at aflmax.com.au.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo Dits and Loz.
What's a goal?
Overnight sports.
Great news for the Crows. Rory Laird is free to play against the Gold Coast this weekend after successfully appealing his suspension for a dangerous tackle. But it's fair to say there's a lot of confusion.
Well, the Rory Laird one, I think he made a genuine attempt to soften. You know, when he's already in the tackle, committed to the tackle. Now, remember these players are trying to stand up in the tackle, so they're hard to get down. He absolutely softened there.
The reality is, you know, we have to bend over backwards to protect players' heads.
0-16, the clubs were trying to appeal dangerous tackle bans going into last night, and then 2 out of 3 got overturned. So great news for Rory Laird. And that's the right result, not because he plays for the Crows, because it's impossible what we're asking them to do.
That was Jonathan Brown there on Fox. Over at Port Adelaide, selection headaches. They're good ones, though. So many good players available to come back in. Here's assistant coach Chad Corn.
Yeah, well, selection pressure is always great, especially when your team's playing well. You know, for example, with the forward line this week, if Toddy and Charlie are right, it's going to be some really, really tough calls. But that's the sign of a great footy club.
Talking about Todd Marshall, Charlie Dixon coming in this weekend. You've got Tommy Jonas, who will join us here in the studio after 7 o'clock. You've got Travis Boak.
Doesn't sound like Boak's going to play, I don't think.
Okay. Now, today, the AFL's mid-season draft rule. This is where a lot of SNFL players perhaps put their hand up to try and get an opportunity. Any news going around?
Well,
you
I think Port are going to pick one player. Crows are not having a pick. And there'd be less SNFL players than in the past, I'm led to believe. There's a player out at North, Noah Casolini, that's been kicking a few goals. He might be a chance to get picked up.
All right. With the Hawthorn racism situation, Alistair Clarkson, Chris Fagan and Jason Bird have all been cleared for the moment, Rube. But turns out, Gil McLaughlin says Hawthorn, the club, could face some sanctions.
I don't know what, whether they handled, how they handled the investigation or how they oversaw the whole time. Yeah. I don't know. It's really quite confusing, but it's interesting, isn't it, that all those coaches and team manager are cleared.
Yeah.
So was there not enough evidence to get them? Was the claims false? How the hell did all this start? If they couldn't find them guilty, were they not prepared to speak about it? I don't know what it is, but it's been a mess.
All right, SOO tonight. State of Origin.
State of Origin.
Back at Adelaide Oval. Looking forward to it. Now, I can tell you about 48,000 tickets have been sold, which is great, but let's fill the place. Perfect night, no rain apparently, 20 degrees it will be when they kick off at 7:35. Former Blues enforcer Aaron Woods believes there will be fireworks.
After that melee does happen, because it's going to happen, it's Origin. There's no doubt it's going to happen. We've got Tevita Pengo Jr. in the side for that sake to happen. It's whoever goes after that and wants to play rugby league and play it properly, what you've planned all week.
Well, let's look forward to it down at Adelaide Oval tonight.
Mark Geyer is a legend of rugby league and Triple M.
What's your best subject?
PE.
He famously went toe-to-toe with the King Wally Lewis in State of Origin back in 93.
Big Mark Geyer towering over him. They're mouthing off at each other. Lewis again says something to Geyer. They push and shout.
In town for State of Origin at Adelaide Oval, please welcome Mark Geyer.
Oh, big part of Triple M. He's in town for it. MG, welcome.
Dits, Roo, Loz, how are we this morning?
I'm very well.
Good, good. You get the feeling, are there a lot of visitors? Are you running into a lot of people from home?
The flight was manic. The flight down from Sydney was manic, full of maroon and blue shirts. And I had a couple of drinks with a few of the punters, and once they weren't the same as when they jumped on the plane. Let's put it that way. They were a little bit different when they got off. Like, there you go. Started giving me a little bit once they got off the plane.
Yeah.
How do you feel about State of Origin heading to a Aussie rules state for game one? I mean, it's a big occasion for you guys. It's bigger than the grand final for some people, isn't
it? It's a showcase. I'm all about, you know, spreading the word and the product that Origin is our showcase. This time of year it goes around, it's just the interest is through the roof. Look, I am a little bit disappointed on arrival hearing that it's not a sold out crowd. I must admit that. I think that if you are a minnow, inverted commas, a Perth, an Adelaide or a Melbourne who don't really aren't as rugby league as we are in Sydney and Brisbane, you've got to kind of put all hands in deck. And I know that Adelaide has been a little bit fatigued as far as big events go of late with the Live AFL golf boys coming down en masse, and then you had Live Golf, and you've had some other festivals and stuff. So
48,000. We haven't had 50,000 for a long time at Adelaide Oval.
Okay.
So it might be close to being sold. It'll be a great atmosphere anyway.
It'll be outstanding. Like 48 will be.
Yeah. Well, I was here a couple of years ago for Origin, and it was kind of under COVID rules, so we had to kind of put that aside. And look, I played here in 1996 with the Western Reds against the Adelaide Rams. I love coming to Adelaide. It's a great spot, great city, and it kind of reminds me a little bit of where I'm from, is in Penrith, and it's one of them towns that just keeps going, and the people are friendly. And I hope tonight that those on the field aren't so friendly. I hope they give it to
exactly
each other.
Right.
Now, big controversy about the Guernsey, the Strip.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you see this?
It's blue.
Yeah.
I don't care, really. I mean, the last time we wore that was in Perth in 2019. I can understand the strategy with the marketing. It was our number one jersey.
Yep.
It sold, $2 million worth of product.
Gee.
They're doing it again in Adelaide as a kind of a one-off, and I think it's all about, marketing and merchandise sales and stuff. So
Gary Jack said it's about history, it's not about marketing.
Oh, mate, Gary Jack, come on, mate. You've
got to be realistic about, money at the end of the day.
You do, and I know as a player, and as players, you run out in that field, you don't know what's on your jersey once you're out there.
Yeah.
Mm.
You don't care what colour it is.
Yep.
As long as it's not offending anybody, and as long as you believe in that thing that's over your chest, which is the coat of arms, that you're going to play accordingly. I don't think you're going to play any better or worse if it's a different shade of blue.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, I remember watching the State of Origin intently every year. Dits and I went over a few years ago. We love it, and we love the biffo, and you and Wally Lewis nearly came to blows several years ago.
Yes.
Oh, Geyer and Lewis, they're mouthing off at each other over the top of David Manson's head. Big Mark Geyer towering over him. Lewis again says something to Geyer. They push him shut.
Is there a story behind this?
There's a story behind everything. You know that, Roo. I was 22. I played in the first game of that series and had a pretty quiet game.
Yeah.
And I was approached on making the second side at the meeting where you get your tracksuits and you get the photos taken and stuff like that. I was approached by a couple of selectors who basically said, what happened game one? I said, well, I'm a little bit worried to get stuck in because I've just come off a 4-week suspension and I'm a bit worried about going down that road again. Yeah. They go, mate, this is State of Origin. Like,
You can't get suspended.
No one's been suspended. No one's been, no one's been simbed.
The umpires know the rules.
Go back over the last 11 years of this concept, and when's it happened? I said, it hasn't. I said, they said, go out there and do what you can.
Oh, get a gee.
So I did.
You got a hall pass.
I got a hall pass.
Yeah.
I literally got a hall pass, and I said, thank you, there is a God.
Yeah.
Because I just went out there with gay abandon. The pressure's just off.
Yeah.
You can do what you want against these mangy Queenslanders, and nothing's going to happen to you.
So you went for the king, did you?
I went for the king. I didn't go for the king per se. I went for the king's men.
Yeah, okay.
He was captain. He was 32. He was kind of playing his last series. I was playing one of my first. And he took it upon himself because he knew I was getting over his forwards to come in and get face-to-face with me.
Yeah.
And he was calling me all these names under the sun, but most importantly, he called my name. He said, Gaia, you're this, you're that.
Yeah.
And I went, Wally Lewis knows my name. Because he was the best player at that stage. He's still one of the best players of all time. It was an honour.
Yeah.
So I had my captain, the referee saying to my captain, Benny Elias, mate, settle him down because he's almost off. And Benny said, MJ, settle down. Hit him now. Hit him. So the irony was, I was in the dressing room after the game. We won the game. All these reporters come towards me. I'm sitting there having a beer with Dad. And I said to Dad, I think I might get me out of the match. All the reporters are coming my way. He goes, I don't think so, mate. He said, I think you're in trouble. He got up and walked away, the bastard. Me and Dad. He wanted nothing to do with me. So I've got six. The irony is, I got 6-week suspension. I'll never play State of Origin again.
Went out swinging.
Who's going to win tonight?
New South Wales will win tonight. I think on the back of their forward pack, I think Payne Haas up front is like a galloping buffalo. He's just Tommy Trbojevic is in the centres. Latrell Mitchell's a bit of a loss, ruled out with a calf injury, but Stephen Crichton, who takes his place, that makes 6 Panthers now. They won the last 2 competitions for a reason. They've been a really good squad, and I think the fact that we've got 6 of them in this 17 tonight gives us stability and it gives us cohesion.
If you had just one last question, it might be a very, very vague question, but if you had any advice to us, how can we resurrect State of Origin football? Because it's dead for our game.
Yeah, I used to love it. I used to watch you guys in AFL.
Would recreate the passion?
I think because we've got 2 states. I think it's because New South Wales and Queensland. It's been going since 1980. I think the first game we had when New South Wales used to kick Queensland's ass all the time.
Yep.
And all of a sudden Queensland said, ha-ha. The players who are now playing in Sydney, we're getting them back. And they're going to play against you buggers, and they're going to come out. And what I noticed was that they say mate against mate, state against state, hate against hate. Mm. For that 80 minutes, you hate the blokes who's your teammate through the week. Mm. You actually hate him. Like, we'll see tonight, teammates from New South Wales and Queensland who play for the same, maybe the Broncos or someone. Yeah. Well, Payne Haas does. You'll see them into each other.
Like, yeah, I know.
They put everything aside. So to answer your question, I don't know if you can
add someone fabricate else into
it.
That
you can't fabricate.
You can't
it,
fabricate
no.
it because no. it's spawned because
what you've got is real.
You got it real. You've got a lot of things that we haven't got. You're Australian. We're called the ARL. We shouldn't be because we're not Australian rugby league. We're the Eastern Seaboard.
Yeah. Mm.
You guys are fully Australian, which is a big thing. So when this comes around this time of year, I know that other codes are envious.
Oh, of course.
It's a dual now crown. And likewise, we are, when you guys do things as well, soccer, all that type of stuff. But all I know for this next 6 weeks, rugby league is the main focus.
Yep.
MG, good luck. And
thank you.
I hope we fill Adelaide Oval for you tonight.
Awesome,
thanks
brother.
For coming
thanks
in.
Thanks for your time.
Look after Nick Malloy for us.
Mark Geyer.